It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer. Today we got guest host comedian John Moses and his. We're joined by Aaron Levine with LG Insurance Agency. Follow Aaron at Luxury Group INS on Instagram.
That's me. What's happening?
What's up, man?
So good to be here down in Atlantic City.
We're used to seeing you up in the Asbury area.
Back at home. It was nice to drive down in the snow. I'm actually just playing hooky today from work. Not here for the whole conference thing. Don't tell my wife. Hopefully she's not listening right now.
We think
she's
actually here, buddy.
Hopefully she's actually working. So
yeah. So you're actually a degenerate gambler and not here like networking or anything?
Yeah, so I made the pit stop at Harrah's and played blackjack for an hour. Won a couple of bucks.
Great. Do not tell the wife about that. That is Christmas money.
I'm going to make sure I go on her Facebook and just block the mullet cast.
She listens?
That's right. She loves it.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me?
Who doesn't?
She's right in our demographic. Yeah, totally. So it's good to catch up with you. So what's going on in your world this year? Like, how's the year winding up? Anything interesting you saw happen in 2019?
You know, good question. On the insurance side of things, you know, it's still status quo. Things are good. In our area in the Northeast, we haven't had any, you know, I'm going to knock on wood, no major catastrophes our way. I'm cheesing for Ming right now. Hey, what's up? So it's been good, you know, so rates have been constant, you know, but we're seeing the effects of the California wildfires coming our way.
Oh, really?
Right. So all the insurance companies took a huge hit in California this year and still are. And,
I bet.
You know, I feel bad for anybody that's got to buy a homeowner's policy in California right now because the rates are through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, we're not there, and I'm hoping that there's enough reinsurance to offset that we don't get affected. But, you know, I've heard horror stories of, you know, a regular home that we pay $1,500, $2,000 for being $10,000 for insurance
depending for a year.
On if it's in a brush area or a higher earthquake zone, it's out of control.
Like, it's only going to get worse.
We think Florida's bad. Like, California, I think, has it the worst right now in the insurance world.
So there's definitely a trickle down then that areas become like, you know, I'm going to take a break from living there, you know, right?
I mean not only because it's just straight up cash flow from a monthly basis.
Right.
When your insurance
can't afford it.
Right.
Then you can't afford your insurance either.
You know, that's what I mean. Between city taxes, I mean, the knock on Jersey is the high city taxes. If all of a sudden your insurance is, you know, golfing your city taxes,
right,
you can't afford to live there.
Yeah, totally.
Move into the mountains.
Right.
So what about you insure a lot of luxury items also, like not only properties, but things like boats, cars, et cetera, right?
We do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Breast implants. Have you ever insured breast implants?
You know, I've never had that specific question come up. I hope it does.
Yeah. I'm sure it does, right?
You said luxury items. My mind went right there. I was like, housewives in New Jersey.
I get to test them. Leave that right there.
Right. So is that you know, economy driven, or do you feel like there's always a constant with that, you know, based on the area we're located in, or do you see like in good times or spikes in what people are buying?
Yeah, you know, like right now, so we've done a lot in the art world, and we also just hosted a class not too long ago on liquid assets.
Right.
Right. So wine as an asset class, and the guy guy that we had come and teach the class tells his story about a divorce case where the wife, the divorcee, she said, hey, I want my half of this wine cellar that we have. Wow. We have 900 bottles of wine in here. So the insurance,
girl.
So the lawyer called him in and he goes in and he looks and he's like, yeah, he's like, the husband went to ShopRite and bought 900 bottles of wine at $10 a piece. You're beat. So she thought she was sitting on a gold mine of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of liquid asset.
Right.
Instead, it was ShopRite, like cupcake brand, and, you know, instead of cake bread, right?
Right.
People make that mistake all the time.
Or at least that's what the lawyer turned around and said after the husband moved half of it out in the,
that's right,
the, old in the dark, in the cloak of darkness.
Yeah, I don't know that part of the story.
In the divorce world, that's known as the old switcheroo. Right?
Like, bait and switch.
Okay, yeah, totally.
But hey, a full wine cellar looks better than an empty one. It's so who, true. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows where it went?
I actually know a used to work with a guy that unloaded like a wine collection and turned it into a Manhattan apartment. Like, it was wild.
Wow.
So it does happen. Yeah, it's crazy.
There's a huge secondary market. You know, art has a huge secondary market. You know, there's a big post on Instagram going around this week about Art Basel. Some artist sold a banana duct taped to a wall for $120,000.
Ming's got a $120,000 microphone in his studio, actually. He taped one to the wall. There it is.
So do we have to insure that now?
Totally.
Add some value to it. That's so cool.
I actually know.
That is a good replication, too. The tape, it looks exactly like the banana. That's sweet. But another New York artist actually ate the banana.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I wonder, like, when they replace bananas, the value of the banana.
Could it be a deuce? Right. Yeah,
the rich can
tape
do,
cool.
They just do funny things when you're in that upper echelon.
Circling back to the wine, I know a guy who did time for stealing 350,000 bottles of wine. Shout out to Dave Moon.
Dave, if they get this in the big house,
he's out. He's out.
What's the, how do you know Dave?
Comic.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
All right. So did you see, what's your take on, let's tie it into real estate since the real estate convention's going on. Like, what are your takes on what's happening in the real estate world up around, like, say, Monmouth County based on what you're insuring?
Yeah. So right now we're into the holiday season. So we're in a little bit of a pause, a little bit of a slowdown. And I watch the trends because half of my business is residential real estate, whether it's on the high net worth set or it's on the regular middle class, you know, type of buyer. So, you know, prices are high, mm-hmm. inventory is still low. So it's going to be interesting to see where 2020 goes.
Right.
The guest you just had was so optimistic. He's like, 10 years, we're good. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Right.
That would, you know,
yeah, if, oh, yeah,
if
I was,
only,
I was.
We can only have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have those rose colored lenses.
I almost wanted to jump over here and grab a mic and be like, wait a minute.
John's over here singing the blues. Like, what's this guy talking about?
Yeah. You know, but
it's 2 years.
I see it. And I look at multifamily resident, investment properties, and prices are outpacing the rental revenue right now.
Right.
You know, anything that I look at, because I own a couple of properties.
That's all over Jersey.
And I just don't know if those prices can continue to maintain that pace when the rents aren't, you know, going up. Yeah, there's a demand for rental properties for people to live in, to rent.
Right.
You know, and there's a high demand for some of those lower priced properties that people can't afford to get into any of the other middle market properties. But, you know, the rent's got to cover the mortgage at some point. We're not all cash.
I mean, unless you're, that's what I was going to say, unless you're buying all cash, right? Like, who's going to loan on these things?
Right.
Here's a question. Do you guys do insurance on vacant houses being rehabbed?
Yeah, we do a lot of that. We're seeing a ton of that. And we have been all of 2019. We'll probably continue to see it. It's interesting. It depends on the lender, right? So we work with so many different lenders. We try to gauge their need, their requirements, and put insurance in place that's going to kind of fit with that and also protect the buyer at the same time. But we're just seeing a lot of ground up construction, a lot of rehabs, you know, with those 203K, the home style loans.
Right.
We've got to make sure that the insurance covers the bank as well as the buyer. So there's a lot of that.
So what's
continue to see
on a $350,000 house? What's a 6-month policy on a vacant $350,000 house?
So if you're buying it for cash, you can do that 6-month policy, right? That 6-month policy is going to cost you $1,700.
No, right? That's right.
You're like quizzing and testing me here.
I know. Yeah.
I'm more curious.
That's like a scene from A Beautiful Mind.
But however,
more curious from like running numbers on vacant properties.
When there's a lender involved, the lender requires 12 months, right? In most cases, that's, you know, and when I get people that ask me for 90 days, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's prove it. Let's put a wager on this one.
Right.
You know, so we always write a 12-month policy. And that same 12-month policy compared to 6 is maybe $2,000.
Right.
You know, it's the initial cost of the insurance is what gets you. The time is not so much the issue when it comes to
Do they cut you a check back for the per diem if you finish it in 6, or it's just
no smoke? On these policies, it's fully earned, paid in full, and then it's, you know, you can call it up and smoke, or you can call it a sunk cost.
Sure.
It sounds a little better.
The PC.
You know, it's already gone. But even, you know, I do some larger construction projects in Manhattan. We have a $10 million project we're working on right now. You know, my negotiations for that one are, do we do 12, 24, or 36-month policies, right?
Right.
So we went 24, and then I negotiated with the insurance carrier to say, hey, give me the next 12 months for free. I asked for 12 months at no cost. They gave me 6.
Hmm.
You know, so once that initial premium is paid, they've got their investable cash. They can go out and do whatever that they're going to do with it. And that a little extra time is not the end of the world. So we get to usually play with the time element a little bit more on the bigger projects.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool. Let's talk a little bit about Long Branch, where your office is. There's obviously, that's another area that's like booming. What are you seeing going on down there?
I love it.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got South Beach, we've got 365 Ocean, you got the lofts at Pier Village, and Transit Village is up next. And then there's that other project that's going on the west side of Ocean Avenue. I don't remember what it's called or if it's got a name yet, but there's 90 units getting ready to go up on the west side of Ocean. So this will be the first major development west of Ocean Avenue since Diamond Beach 15, 20 years ago, whenever that was. So it's exciting times in Long Branch. And it really, it's, you know, when you read the internet, everybody complains about the tax benefits, right? There's a couple of different tax programs going on, which I'm sure down here in Atlantic City, they've got the same thing for developers.
But
one building has a tax pilot, which is a 30-year incremental increase. Another building has a 5-year abatement on it.
Wow.
You know, so there are different deals have been negotiated over time, which benefit whoever can buy it today.
Right.
And then as long as the economy and the market is still good for oceanfront property, they'll be able to flip it. And then they've saved all that money on taxes, or they keep it.
Right.
You know, when you're buying in the 7 figures for a condo, you're not worried about flipping it. In most cases, you're going to hold on to it or make a little bit of money and go buy something bigger and better. And same thing up into Asbury Park too.
Right. That's true. So what do you got going on personally? I know you're involved over at Fulfill in Monmouth County. It's like big time of year for them, right? Between Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything.
It's awesome up there with Fulfill. I mean, we've got Kim Budanio as our CEO now. And this time of year between Halloween and, you know, through the new year with all the turkey drives and the canned goods drives, and everybody's collecting donations everywhere you go, whether it's money or food. It's, you know, it's great to stock the shelves and then be able to distribute it out. But one of the coolest things, there's another charity in Monmouth Beach that I work with a lot called Sure to Help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very local charity into Monmouth Beach, and they raise money for other charities. So it's an aggregator of sorts. So this year they chose Fulfill as the beneficiary with respect to a program that we run called the Backpack Program. And what it does is for our children, our youth, that don't necessarily have the means to eat on the weekends when they're not in school, provides them a backpack full of food on Friday afternoon.
That's really cool.
To bring home so that they have food for Saturday and for Sunday.
Right.
Because a lot of kids would get their last meal on Friday afternoon at lunch.
Right.
And not get anything again until Monday morning.
This is in New Jersey?
You know.
It's crazy, right?
It's in New Jersey. You know, we we met with the superintendent, I believe, of the Freehold School District or somebody in the executive realm of Freehold. 80% of the students in the Freehold Borough, Freehold Area School District are on food assistance in school.
That's nuts.
Right? So they're getting some kind of milk or lunch subsidy or something along those lines. And then you go into any, you know, if you go into Long Branch or Asbury or any of our other larger districts, our underprivileged districts, those students are all in the same boat, right? They're going to go home and they have nothing to eat for the weekend.
So it's so crazy because these are also places with such big development, right? So it's like one side of the city is getting built up.
And you think it's wealthy areas too, right?
Right.
It's
right.
Their perception.
You don't know who your neighbor is and you don't know what they're doing with respect to the need for food for themselves and for their family. You know, look at John Bon Jovi. He's opening up a third Soul Kitchen at Rutgers, right? So we can take our little kids in the grade school and you can really sympathize with that and really feel the need for those kids to eat. But it goes up into high school and it even goes to the college level where even college kids are living on food stamps and don't have enough to eat. So Monmouth University has a food pantry. Brookdale has a food pantry.
Well, that's one way to fight the freshman 15.
Leave it to this guy to tell the joke.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm pulling for tears and then I was crying. Ask for money. And now
the whole way, like, squeezing a joke.
You know, listen, that's how his day started. He was doing a call in the Fox News and he had to, like, they cut him off and he's about to tell a Roger Ailes joke. So he has no, like, shut off valve.
Hey, we can always edit.
Listen, it's always worth a joke. Jokes are worth a lot of money when we start asking for it.
It's true. Makes you feel better. So what can people do around the holidays to help out some of these causes?
That's great.
Where would you send them?
So I would go to fulfillnj.org or go to the Facebook, check out Fulfill on Facebook. There's always links to donate. There's always a food drive going. If you want to collect and bring it, you can bring it to the Neptune or the Toms River location for Fulfill. You know, and you can drop off canned goods or any kind of food you want that's new and wrapped up, and you know it'll get distributed. So it's always
or
needed.
Not so new. I mean, like clean out your cupboards if there's anything that you're throwing away that's not expired.
Those
you know
goods.
What I mean?
Yeah,
send it over.
I mean, those canned goods they have a long, lengthy expiration, right? So
right.
That's all good stuff too.
If it doesn't spark joy, give it away.
That's right.
What's the thing? Does it spark?
Yeah.
Oh, this pumpkin pie filling. Does this spark joy? Nope,
right.
Donate.
It does
tequila
not.
Sparks joy.
It sparks madness.
That's right. All right, so we're going to try to, we talked about trying to podcast over at Fulfill, so maybe we can get over to Neptune between now and Christmas.
Ming, check your calendar. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get a night. We're going to go over there. We get John to do a little stand-up and tell inappropriate stories over while we do that.
Yeah. Over hungry bellies.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell the rest of the board to stay away.
That's right.
Good call.
This is Aaron's like secret committee is doing this with that.
So I've got these guys and we want to come do a thing
for free.
That's right. It's a big winner. All right. So Aaron, we appreciate you coming in. Anything, your predictions for the insurance world in New Jersey or advice for people what they should do in the new year?
Yeah, no, just it's always worth taking a good review. I'm guilty myself of not reviewing what I have. And, you know, we're trying to do a better job of reviewing with people. As opposed to selling to people, right? I mean, I'm all about education. I'm all about relationships. And, you know, I just want to continue to bring that to all of our client base and to anybody else that has any kind of insurance-related questions. You know, the money comes back. It always will. I want to give as much away as I possibly can, and it'll come back in return.
Right.
This podcast really took a turn, man. Really became sensitive. In the beginning, we were talking about gambling and him pocketing money to keep from his wife. And
yeah, you're insuring breast implants.
Yeah, and now it's all about, you know, helping people out and hungry people over the holidays. Jeez.
Sweet. Terrible. How dare we?
It's cool. All right, Aaron, I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks,
once again, check out Aaron Levine, LG Insurance Agency. Follow him on Instagram at Luxury Group Inns, Luxury Group INS. Little insurance abbreviation there for you.
And follow follow us at The Backup Plan. You know who else is hungry? Comedians.
They are indeed. All right, Aaron, thanks for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys, so much. Appreciate it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.